I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. As part of our regular updates with the folks at Active Physical Therapy, I had a chance to speak with Erin Dillon. She's an athletic trainer at the Active Ishpeming location, and we talked about the importance of running shoes. Here's some important points to keep in mind with Erin Dillon from Active Physical Therapy.
A big thing, I mean, especially Marquette, it seems in the summertime, it seems like there's a 5K going on every week, a 10K, a 2K, I don't know, but
right.
Every single day.
Right.
There's some kind of race going on. So a big thing that we see, especially in this kind of season where there's people who maybe don't run a whole lot, but then they have a goal in mind that they want to start running. They want to run up to this 5K. So it's really important that you're doing that and you're training and you're doing this race with the proper support for your feet, with the proper shoes.
I have to admit that in the last several segments that we've done with you folks at Active, we've talked about that sort of person that is maybe either they were active at one point or they're starting to get active and be moving. But this is one of those that falls right into that, that if you're going to start running, especially if you haven't done it for a while or you've really never done it, you really have to look at certain things for your shoes. What are some of the key things to keep in mind?
Well, a big thing I know, actually, I just ran a 5K with my dad, who is 64 years old, which was awesome. But I know him, too, is very guilty of this. He just used a pair of running shoes that he's had around for a long time. And, I mean, he's a tough guy. He did just fine, and he didn't complain one bit. But when you're doing that, it's the best thing to go out, especially if you're just starting to go out, go invest. And it can be an investment, but into a good pair of shoes that are going to be perfect for what you need specifically.
And that's important then to kind of identify what you're going to do, because if you're especially getting back into it, you don't go out and run 5K right away. At least I wouldn't hope you do, but you know, you might start walking a little bit more and that sort of thing. What are some things to keep in mind in terms of things to look for support in those shoes?
Well, it starts with what your specific needs are. So a really good thing is to look at a pair of shoes that you've worn a lot or a pair of running shoes that you've had in the past and look at what we call the wear pattern on the bottom of them. So if you're noticing areas on your shoe that are more worn than others, especially on if the inner side of your shoe is more worn, that especially on both shoes, that'll tell us more that you tend to overpronate.
Which means
ankles roll inward.
Okay.
Or that you have flat feet.
Okay.
So those things can indicate that you need a more supportive shoe, because that will help to prevent injuries.
Now, one of the things I know that you guys do at Active is you will take a look at somebody that maybe wants to do some running. You can do an assessment for them. What do you do with that?
Yeah. So at Active, we will do a running assessment. You can call and schedule an appointment to do that. And that with in mind, trying to decrease your risk of injury, especially in that population that we talked about. So what we like to do is we have you come in. We like to bring your running shoes, especially a pair that we can see a wear pattern will help us. And then we do an assessment of your running. I believe they take a videotape of your running and then look at each different step of your gait and see how the way that you are running could be causing injuries or potentially cause injuries, and see if there's things that we can do to help correct those things. And then along with that, doing some strengthening where we see fit. Where a lot of people, and I've been guilty of this too, make mistake is to just go out and buy the newest pair of a big name shoe. And a lot of those big name shoes are really good, but you can't have one shoe that's gonna work for everybody. So a really good idea that I suggest, in Marquette we have a great place at Queen City Running. You can go in there, they'll take a look at your foot, they'll take a look at your mechanics, and they'll help you find a shoe that's going to be perfect for your personal biomechanics.
The real important thing here, it sounds like, is you have to keep in mind what it is you want to be doing. Like, do you want to be walking more than, let's say, running, or do you want to be running? You know, that kind of thing is important too, isn't it?
Yes. And then even if you're going to be running, where you're going to be running? Are you going to be road running? Are you going to be trail running? And there's different shoes for that. And then they make hybrids if you're going to do a mixture of both.
Okay. So you mentioned these running assessments at Active Physical Therapy. How do you sign up for one of those if someone wants to?
Well, we do it at any of our four locations. So you can call, or three locations, excuse me. So you can call and make an appointment at any location for a running assessment. And then, like I said, you bring your running shoes in and they'll have you warm up on the treadmill. and then video your running pattern, and then your therapist will go through that with you of what they see and then give you some recommendations and a plan from there.
So if people want to find out more about maybe just in general what you do at Active Physical Therapy, what's your website?
Our website is stayactiveup.com, and there you can reach any of our locations and get all that information.
That's Aaron Dillon, athletic trainer with Active Physical Therapy at their Ishpeming location, talking about the importance of good running shoes. For Great Lakes Radio, I'm Walt Lindelaw.